drops.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for access to their websites, we do it for free. There's a lot of stuff there, too. In fact, Mark, your claim is about the Free Talk Live website?
It's the largest radio talk show website in the world.
Yes, I think you might be right.
It really has to be. Who could possibly have as much content as we? There's 1,000 pages on the wiki, on the wiki.freetalklive.com. There's 180,000 posts on the message board.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pages and pages and pages of content.
A year's worth of archives?
I'm sorry.
All for free?
You know, they aren't doing what we're doing.
I've looked at the top 15 talk shows in the United States,
mm-hmm.
and some of them don't even have websites. Don Imus, he doesn't even have a website.
Savage barely has one.
Yeah. All right. 800-259-9231. We're jumping right into the phone calls here. Dave's been waiting patiently in Indianapolis. I didn't want to give you the short shrift last hour, Dave. So what else did you have on your mind tonight?
I appreciate that. Do I get my DVD player now?
No prizes on Free Talk Live.
Now, you know, in all seriousness, when you were describing what that jackass out in San Francisco was writing, it sounded like what Mao Zedong would have told people in the 1950s China. When he pulled people out of the city and it was mandatory labor on a farm somewhere.
Not a surprise, considering that here in the United States we've implemented, about 7 out of the 10 communist planks in the Communist Manifesto? So, yeah, it's not a surprise that we've got stuff like this.
One of those, it's interesting you say that. San Francisco, the home of the gun ban, next
yes.
with this mandatory work program, which will never get off the ground, and Rush would never be in favor of that.
No, come on,
you guys are dog game out. But the thing that the one tenet that they have not instituted, well, actually, I guess they have they an influx of X-rated material, which I mean, you know, yeah, I've got a couple of Playboys, but if you look at the Communist Manifesto, what they want to do is they want to break down all morality, and then gather back up again under a secular morality.
What's immoral about sex?
Well, no. Well, if it's outside of a marriage, you know, it's probably not a good idea.
Why?
Well, because generally the couple's probably going to break up, and, you know, it's going to end up being on someone else's dime. But
don't tell me for... Hold on a second. I don't believe that you really think that people shouldn't have sex until marriage. Is that what you're suggesting?
I didn't say that.
I know you didn't say it. Is that what you were suggesting?
I didn't want to get off on this tangent here.
Oh, but this is juicy. This is good stuff now. Hold on a second.
You can't mention sex on talk radio.
I'll tell you what. You can do whatever you want with whomever you want.
Thank you.
As long as you can guarantee me and the rest of the people listening to this program, it will never cost us a dime.
That's
something we can all agree with, right?
I totally agree.
We absolutely can.
Now, here's what bugs me. You talk about morality. You talk about sex. Here's what bugs me, and talk about costing people money. The federal government right now is running a campaign against pornography. They're targeting pornographers who are of the more extreme variety. For instance, there are certain types of porn that involve, whippings and beatings and sadomasochism, that sort of thing. They're targeting these people for obscenity charges at the federal level. You can't possibly be for that, right?
Well, if they're going after victims of assault.
No.
I mean, assault is something that, you know, that might be assault.
They're going after pornographers that they can easily take out. These individuals who are being filmed are consenting adults. These are people who are consenting.
Then they should leave them alone.
But unfortunately, they're not. And there are these people in the federal government that are on this moral crusade to cleanse the pornography industry, and it's going on right now under our noses. It's essentially a crackdown on freedom of speech.
But they also used to subsidize tobacco. And you turn around and somebody was sick with cancer. Now you know they're going on Medicare, you know, more than half the time. But, no, this mandatory work program is ridiculous. And I think we should credit President Bush. I know you guys hate the president or you hate the war.
I don't like
I hate anybody who takes away freedoms.
Well, he's not, though.
Come on, what are you talking about?
It is still a volunteer army. Now, I know there's a lot of people...
I get where you're coming from on that, but how about the FBI spying on my internet activity? That's giving you freedom?
Al-Qaeda?
Well, hold on. What about me, though?
Are you talking to Al-Qaeda?
But what about me? They're still looking at me, whether I'm talking to Al-Qaeda or not. What if I am talking to Al-Qaeda? What have I done? What if I am talking to Al-Qaeda?
Well, then, you know, you probably, I'd be in favor of somebody watching you.
Well, but why would you? I haven't committed a crime. I mean, do you really want Minority Report? Do you want to be able to, do you want
to
be predicting whether people are going to commit crimes or not?
Well, you're going to let me answer?
I was finishing my statement.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry, my bad.
Now go ahead.
Okay, if you're looking at the website, no. But if you're talking to people that are in that, well, it gets to a point, I guess, you know, if you contact them.
My question, hold on, before
you talk
contact,
to people.
I don't think that Al-Qaeda has www.atalqaeda.com, okay? So the government doesn't know that. And they said that there were weapons of mass destruction, and they lied about that crap. How are they going to know if
all right, we're not going to agree on this. Every dead Al-Qaeda is one less WMD we have to worry about.
But I understand what you're saying, and it would be really great to be able to kill off Al-Qaeda. But my question is, how can these boobs who couldn't find weapons of mass destruction, didn't even do a good job of faking that there were weapons of mass destruction there, how is it that we're going to trust them to decide who's Al-Qaeda and who's actually a peace protester?
Well, remember what happened before you answer that question, Dave. You really think that the federal government or any government is going to keep you safe from the boogeyman of Al-Qaeda? All I want to do is point you to what happened. Hold on, Dave. Hold on. All I want to do is, Dave,
I'm here.
There are people who think, and I think you're one of them, that the government can protect you. I just want to point you to what happened in Boston this past week. Did you hear about that story?
No, go ahead.
There were flashing signs with cartoon characters on them placed around the city of Boston, and the Boston Police and Homeland Security federal agencies stepped in and spent $750,000 taxpayer dollars to freak out, shut down traffic, shut down the waterways. Oh my God, there's a light bright board on the underside of an overpass. I mean,
it's my turn to ask you a question now.
Yes.
You do remember the story about the border agent up, American border agent up towards Canada, who caught the guy bringing explosives into the country in the back of a car. Now, it could have been just a guy with explosives.
Sure,
it could very well have been.
You're not going to hear about the plots that the government foils, because, granted, if we can watch the same TV that the terrorists watch, they're going to pick up clues as to how they got caught and what they need to change.
Of course, the government's going
to
claim.
Do it better next time.
How come they claim the ice cream truck guy? How come they claim the cell phone trio? Now, why is it they're not claiming credit, but in fact, they're taking credit every chance they get. These boobs in the government trot somebody out that they've trumped up charges on about every 9 months.
And they're boobs whether they're working for Clinton or working for Bush. It doesn't matter.
Well, now, there is a big difference between Clinton and Bush.
You know what the big difference is? And I know you're not going to
agree. Same dog, different spots.
You're not going to agree with me because you're partisan on this, but the big difference is that George W. Bush has grown government at a vastly quicker clip in a much greater capacity than Bill Clinton.
Last election.
What did you say? You talked over me. Say again.
I'm sorry. Which is why the Republicans got their butts handed to him in this last election. They weren't conservative.
Good.
I agree with everything he's
but
done.
But the thing is the conservatives are just like Democrats, and here's how. They like their bureaucrats, but they like to give their bureaucrats guns. So Democrats want their bureaucrats to have pencils, and Republicans want their bureaucrats to have guns. Quite honestly, I'm a card-carrying member of the Republican Liberty Caucus, but if I get a bureaucrat, I'd rather have one with a pencil than a gun.
Well, then those conservatives aren't actually conservatives.
No, that's true. They're not.
What?
They're neocons.
Don't you love the military? Don't you think that it's great that the military's in 131 out of 190 U.N. member states?
700 military bases.
Keeping us safe.
Well, I'd much rather spend money on military than I would on Social Security or Medicare.
I'd much rather keep my money. Thank you very much.
See?
All of it.
You've made my point. You like your bureaucrats with guns.
The second thing that I was going to talk about was if you get the fair tax passed, we're not going to be arguing over probably half of what we're arguing about now.
Well, if the fair tax passes, you can bet I'm going to be buying as many black market products as I can get my hands on, because I sure as hell want to pay 25%.
Trust Rush a little bit more. And
trust Rush!
Rush lied to me. He said Bush was a conservative.
Dave, call us again. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Trust Rush. Don't trust us either. We're just people behind microphones. We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the shrine of female listeners awaits you. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. In fact, sometime tonight after the show's over, we're going to be adding a brand new member of the shrine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are on the updates list, you'll know first at updates.freetalklive.com. And does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Well, try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your account's receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Alrighty. You know, we just got off the phone, Mark, with Dave in Indianapolis. And Dave displayed something that kind of bugs me about talk radio listeners. And that is an allegiance, if you will, to the mantra of one particular talk show host. Mm-hmm. In Dave's case, it was Rush. He finished his call by saying that we should trust Rush a little bit more.
I used to trust Rush implicitly. I was a Ditto head at one point. I would have gotten... I was intending to get a Republican elephant tattoo on my arm.
I used to be in the Rush Club when I was in eighth grade.
You know, so Rush... And, I, by the way, I think Rush is the best at this business.
He's awesome. I mean, that you got to give him credit. He created what is talk radio.
He did. And that's the credit. Now, when it comes to his politics, it's crappy.
Yeah.
Rush, like he says, carries the water for the Republicans. He told me on the air. I listened to him. I trusted him. He told me on the air, you want the real conservative? Elect George Bush. What did I get? I got the biggest spender we've ever had. I got a guy who makes Clinton look like he's thrifty. I'm sorry. Rush, you lie. And that's it. I'm not believing any more crap you said. You know, he loves the Republicans. He'll do anything for the Republicans. The Republicans are not on your team, and that's why they get kicked out, because they stink when they're in office, just like the Democrats.
And please, don't trust talk show hosts, okay? I understand, okay, I know we're breaking the rules of talk radio here, Mark. When you get into the talk radio business, at some point, you'll inevitably be presented with the rules. There's sort of this unwritten code of talk radio hosts. Like, there's certain rules, like you're never supposed to change your mind on issues, which of course we've done here on Free Talk Live. There's just a variety of different rules. I don't even have them in front of me right now, but
is this the same thing as the piece of paper I got when I joined the liberal media? Yeah, we go to a luncheon every Wednesday for the liberal media. Shows how just nonsensical this is.
There are these unwritten rules that you... I mean, essentially, these people are just performers. Rush Limbaugh, Laura Ingraham, all these guys,
right.
They're entertainers, and Rush is the best of them all, that everyone else wants to be Rush, and he gets out there and he puts on a show every day. He doesn't actually believe everything that he's saying. He's doing it for the rating.
Well, I see, this is where I get kind of caught up in it all. Because I believe the things that I say on the air. I couldn't do a show where...
That's true.
I wouldn't do a show where I didn't believe it. So maybe he's kind of like me. He's a little sociopathic. He can decide that he wants to believe whatever it is that he has to believe. Or maybe he's just lying.
Well, maybe he does believe some of the things he says. But then he takes it a few steps further, and, he's got certain deals with politicians or whatever, and they ask him to do a little CYA, covering some butts, and who knows what sort of things go behind the scenes. My point is simply that don't get sucked into the mystique of talk radio. Always remember that you're not listening to some superhuman individual. I know, Rush says he can take on the world with one hand tied behind his back. Yes. Half my brain tied. Whatever it is. What does he say? Some crap like that.
Well, he's smarter than everybody else.
Smarter than everyone combined. You
right.
know, I am
right.
Jesus Christ.
99.44% of the soap time, just like Ivory Soap. You know, the thing is, these guys are preachers. And they're preachers of the Republican way. And in the same way that it's idolatry to say that your preacher is the guy you should follow, in the same way that it's idolatry to follow these people. I'm sorry,
right.
It's wrong. The you're supposed to be following an ideology, or you're supposed to be following a religion. You should not be following these people.
Of course, there is no ideology behind conservatism or liberalism. There's just
there's
talking
bit.
Points. There's just a political party and the talking points that they release, which is essentially what Rush and Sean Hannity and the rest of those guys, and Al Franken and Jerry Springer on the other side, the liberal talkers, all they do is they echo the talking points of their favorite political party. It's like like a sporting event. Rah, rah, go team.
Well, what they're doing is they're rooting for which set of thieves gets to stick its hands in your pockets.
Yeah.
And here at Free Talk Live, we do not root for thieves anytime ever.
Exactly.
We're on the side of liberty. We're on the side of justice. And I'm sorry, the rest of those people are not. They want to rob you in some way, shape, or form.
And we really do believe what we say. That's why we can get in heated, passionate arguments. I mean, Mark, you really do believe in small, very small government. I really do believe that government is completely useless. So that's all true. But just because we may believe what we say doesn't mean you should trust everything that we say either. You may love Free Talk Live. You may think Free Talk Live is the best show you've ever heard. But it doesn't mean that you should trust us. You don't know us. You know us from what you hear us talk about on the radio, and sometimes that can make you think that you know a talk show host. It might make you feel like you're best friends with that talk show host. You're listening 18 hours a week. You know what they talk about on their show. You must know what they're really like in real life. But you don't really know that. And that's the reality of talk radio. I'm sorry, I know I'm breaking all the rules of talk radio here tonight, but that's the truth. These are just people. Rush is not a special man any more than anybody else, any more than you are a man, a special man or woman. He's just a guy. In fact, he's a guy with a drug habit. I mean, he's... Come on.
Or he was.
Allegedly was. Maybe he still has it. Who knows? That was really one of the most human things that ever happened with Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
The fact that
he had the opportunity to come out and take a stand for people that have, these sorts
addictions.
Of problems, these addictions, show that, hey, look, normal, productive people can be addicted to drugs.
But
it's not a bunch of ethnic people on the side of the road in the worst part of town.
But he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Which means you shouldn't trust him. And you shouldn't trust anybody that gets on the radio and blabs behind a microphone. Take everything they say with a grain of salt. Because we have listeners trusting Free Talk Live. Because we're pretty honest dudes. I mean, in general, we're pretty stand-up guys. But then there was one show where we brought a man named Gene Ray on. And Gene Ray, if you've ever been to TimeCube.com, you know who he is.
Oh, go to TimeCube.com.
Go to TimeCube.com.
Awesome.
It's very entertaining. Gene Ray is a crackpot. Gene Ray is a crazy man. He is a lunatic in his 80s. He's lost his mind. But we brought Gene Ray on and acted as though we agreed with everything he said, just because we wanted to bring a crazy old man on the radio and have fun with him. That was the point of the show. It was an hour long. It was a blast. It's archived on our website at guests.freetalklive.com if you want to hear it. But my point is that so many of our listeners had come to trust Free Talk Live that the listeners thought that we actually agreed with Gene Ray.
They felt betrayed.
Right. They couldn't understand why we were agreeing with this crazy crackpot talking about how the world is four corners and cubic zirconium.
We do it for fun. But when it comes to the Republicans and Democrats, they're doing it to get your money because they know what the stakes are. And the reason that George Bush got elected was because of Republican radio. It was really close back in 2000, people.
People on the radio are just people. I mean, some of them are scam artists, some of them are honest. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live, your show, live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The PAC at 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. And that does include the bulletin board system. Over 180,000 posts. Over 1,400 people interacting. It's fun. It's free. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt alone. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. You know, Mark, I said on last night's show that I really wanted to get a review copy of this book, not just because I want to read it, because I think it sounds like an excellent book, and I know a number of our listeners have ordered it, but because I think it's never too late to help an individual learn financial literacy. And that's why I want you to read it, Mark, because you need help.
Why do I need help? You're the one that went bankrupt. Well, it's been years.
All right. 800-259-9231. You can take control. We got somebody calling in, but he doesn't want to go on the air, wondering how many radio stations we're on. Well, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of them there. We got 20 stations right now, which is pretty not too shabby. 20 stations, 3 cable channels, something like 8 internet affiliates.
Don't forget all the other little stations out there that just...
Micros
that carry us just for fun.
Radio Free Gilroy, I believe.
What about Austin? We have one in Austin, too.
Radio Free Austin, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 800-259-9231. Mark, let's talk graffiti. What do you have for us tonight?
Well, there's a strange article going on in Lafayette. This is Lafayette, Indiana. I saved this for the good folks in Indianapolis. Lafayette City Council is considering a new ordinance to combat graffiti. If it passes, property owners will be required to remove graffiti or face the possibility of paying for the city to do it. Tony Yamazaki thinks this is unfair. The owner of Coco Row restaurant on whatever main street has some graffiti in the front of his building for a couple of months. I don't have time to do it, he said. Nothing, noting that he works 90 to 100 hours a week. As for paying for the city to remove it, I didn't put it there. The city should have to pay for half. Lafayette Police Chief Don Roosh countered that graffiti is a community issue, not just a police issue. I think that as a community, we have the responsibility to work together to remove graffiti.
Oh my gosh, this is a terrible idea. This gives the taggers more power than they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you as a tagger, or you as just an individual who doesn't like another person or doesn't like another person's business.
A tagger is a graffiti artist.
You go and you tag somebody's side of their building, and then they have, 10 days, is it?
The clock starts ticking immediately. You have 10 days to get that taken off there. Otherwise, the city comes. Now, I've heard about the city going and mowing people's grass.
Like $200 for a mow.
Right. it's quadruple, quintuple what the normal rates are. The bureaucrat's going to roll in there, take a long time to do it. They're going to do it whenever they feel like.
They probably won't get the color right.
No, I'm sure.
So they're going to go in there, and essentially, the 10-day timer will start as soon as the tag happens. You show
it's graffiti
up next
tags.
Day. Right. Yeah, and so if you go and you paint over it, you've spent money on the paint, and the guy, presuming you're busy like this guy is, he's going to have to hire somebody to come out and repaint the area.
Right.
Then, what happens? Well, the taggers just cost you, X amount of dollars in paint, X amount of dollars in time. Let's just call it at $100. I don't really know what it would cost to paint a wall. But let's say it would be $100. Well, then the tagger can just come around the next day.
$100.
There's another one. What? This can go on forever. Has this law been passed, or is it? It's proposed.
I believe that this is. I believe it is passed. Hold on, just a second. Let me take a look here.
Oh my gosh.
Who considering a new ordinance? Excuse me.
Oh man.
Thank goodness, Roush. This is the chief police. Police chief. He says. You've seen the amount of graffiti growing in the past several years. Some of it is gang-related. That's the type of police officials want to remove the most. Now, I'm sure that Lafayette has a huge gang problem. The Crips and the Bloods are rolling down the middle of the street with chains in their hands, AKing people right there in the streets. Right now, there's no law saying that it must be removed. It allows gangs to communicate and or compete for its territorial issues, Roush said, but by not removing graffiti, it invites more of it and tells gangs it's okay to do it. Now, gangs communicate for spray painting the walls? I mean, they may compete. He may be right. They may compete for territory, but it seems difficult for me to imagine even a gang member would be willing to die for, painting stuff in a certain section of town.
You know, I don't know if ending the war on drugs would end graffiti entirely, but it would certainly put a hurting on the gangs.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you want to end the problem with gangs, and there is a problem with gangs in the United States.
Mm.
There are gangs all over the place. If you want to end the problem with gangs, then what you need to do is take away their source of income. Gangs, the mafia, people who are on the underground, black marketeers, they make their money off of products and services that are prohibited. Gang members make their money primarily through sales of drugs, and those drugs are prohibited by law. Sometimes gangs dabble in prostitution as well.
Gambling.
Gambling also. And these are all three consensual crimes, so-called, that are against the law. The solution to ending the gang problem is to completely legalize drugs, prostitution, and gambling. Oh, and also legalize arms trades as well, because they're involved in dealing weapons. So legalize guns. Fully, to where you can buy and sell whatever sort of guns you want to, legalize prostitution, gambling, and drugs. What else? After those four things have been legalized, what else could gangs possibly traffic in?
They could do hitmen work.
Yeah, but that's not really a gang thing.
It's not so much, but they would basically advertise for hitmen. I don't know. I mean, this is the best I can come up with.
That's not really enough to keep a gang going.
Not a gang. I'm thinking of the mafia
organized
crime.
Makes most of its money off of
drugs. It does, absolutely does. I would think that most hitman work is probably done by amateurs anyway.
I don't know.
I just don't think it gets done much.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends. But
I think Hollywood has a lot more hitmen than we do.
Many of the people who are getting hit are people who are involved in gang activity,
sure.
And they've screwed.
Why would they want to hit you or I?
They've screwed over the boss or something like that, or they took a little bit too much money on the coke deal or whatever. There's a reason that they're getting the hit put out on them. But what else besides hits? What else?
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything. If I'm missing
you know, setting people's business on fire that want to collect the insurance money?
Yeah, there's just not a lot of money there.
No, I'm not saying that there's a lot of money. I'm only trying to find out. They do have to have a lot of money going through. But what I'm saying is, you know, what is it that a gang would be willing to do that the average citizen wouldn't be willing to do in a world where vice was legal?
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Was there more on this gang?
Oh, yeah, it goes on a little ways. Jack Hawkins agreed. He's the director of the former Anti-Gang Elite Alliance of Tippecanoe County. Hawkins and others from the group used to remove graffiti around the county. Highly visible in the 90s, the volunteer group has been inactive for years. If you don't remove it, there'll be a lot more, Hawkins said. Well, you know, if you do remove it and they put more there, wouldn't it have just been at the same amount?
Right, well, if there's already graffiti there, then they'd have to actually paint over the graffiti to put more graffiti on top of it, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and they do that.
So by painting over it, you're making the graffiti artist's job easier.
You're cleaning their palette for them.
Yeah. Well, now, what if you have a business and you like the graffiti on the side of your building?
There probably are, like, I'm just guessing, say, record stores or tattoo parlors, or, you know, I'm trying to come up with a few ideas that might, the right graffiti might really be good for the side of their building.
Right, what if, this is probably a violation of a zoning ordinance or something.
Oh, yeah,
business,
I'm sure.
Or you must have a plain-colored side of building of your building.
Well, it's probably that you can't write words on the side of your building. Usually you're allowed to do murals. You know, like cities like the idea of you putting killer whales.
So you mean if I wrote F the government on the side of my building, they might not like that?
Well, they would just assume somebody else did that.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. I can't imagine anybody out there actually thinks this is a good law, but if you do, I'd like to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Also, on the way, somebody who actually likes paying taxes. They're out there. We'll talk about it. Coming up, you can take control, bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems, I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this live Saturday edition. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so do enjoy those. And don't forget to support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer. 35 categories of products for you to shop in, and many of those products have free Super Saver shipping attached to them as well. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com, load up your shopping cart with all the stuff you need in life, whether it's books, electronics, office products, sporting goods, accessories, clothing, baby stuff, groceries, you name it. They've got it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you check out, a percentage of your purchase will go towards Free Talk Live. Now, it won't show it on your receipt, but trust us, a percentage is going to Free Talk Live. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
What's your liberty issue? Taxes? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. That's the 23rd through the 25th of this month. Speakers include Christopher Gronsky, New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress and a taxpayer activism panel. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And Ian, Ron Paul's going to be there.
We're going to be there. John Stossel's going to be there.
Yeah. If you care about liberty in the United States,
you should go.
You'd be there.
All right, let's go to the phones to Buck in West Virginia, listening on WVTS. Hello, Buck. You're on Free Talk Live.
That would be Duke, as in Duke Ellington.
Oh, man, they got you. They got that one wrong. Sorry about that, Duke.
That's all right, but hey, Frank, from a different angle here, I'm a police officer here.
Okay.
But, has anyone thought about the message that legalizing drugs and guns is sending to the youth or the young kids out here?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Buck, before you go into that, I was just wondering, do you think that there's maybe a message going out to kids that they should huff gasoline because gasoline's legal, or that they should drink bleach because bleach is legal?
You're right. But the thing about it, I think we're sending out the wrong message to our kids. If you know, all of a sudden we're legalizing cocaine and you know, marijuana and guns and things.
What's exactly, when you say the wrong message, what do you mean exactly?
It's fine. It's fine to do cocaine. You know, some people like it, some people don't. Just as, you know, alcohol, you know, some people like it, some people don't. But
Buck, alcohol's legal, and wouldn't you say that it's probably the worst offender of all of them?
It is. I mean, we've got a
so aren't we sending the wrong message?
We've got a ton of DUIs right out here right now, and I think the DUI law needs to be a little more harsh. I mean, we get people out here driving, you know, six-time offenders out here, and they're just now going to, you know, they go to jail finally when they kill someone. But
shame.
I think you can find maybe statistics, and I couldn't pull them up right now, but I think a lot more harder crimes are cocaine and crack and
well, actually, Buck, and I would
you,
like
you
to
call me Buck one
oh,
more time.
I'm sorry about that, it's Duke. It's the name on front. It's the name on the screen in front of me, Duke.
Oh, okay.
Look, okay, Duke. Now you're a law enforcement officer. How long have you been on the force?
I've been here about 18 years.
18 years now. Yeah. How many of those 18 have been in a patrol unit?
Probably about 10 of them.
Okay, so you've got a fair amount of street law enforcement experience.
Right, now, I'm back on the street now.
Now, you're right that there are definitely crimes involved with hard drug use, like cocaine and crack and that sort of thing. But
right.
You do understand, Duke, that the reason why people are committing crimes like breaking and entering, robbing people at gunpoint, stealing things out of people's cars, that sort of thing, the reason why these crimes are being committed is so the people can get the money they need to pay black market prices for the drugs they're looking to consume.
That could be that is one of the reasons.
It's the reason. You don't snort cocaine and go out and rob a store. You rob the store because you want money to snort cocaine.
Right.
And if it weren't for the war on drugs, if drugs were legal, then the prices would drop dramatically. The black market prices are something like somewhere between 1,700 and 3,000% increase over where
right.
they should be at market value. Now, can you imagine if you have a crackhead who can go out and buy his crack for $5 for a vial full of crack? Like, you go down to, for instance, you can go down to Kmart or Walmart and buy yourself a bag, a whole pound of unprocessed tobacco or tobacco that you can roll up into your own cigarette.
Right.
I mean, you can buy a whole pound of tobacco.
We do that with the methadone clinics, though. I don't think there is any improvement. You know, methadone is basically legal. I mean, you know, once
right.
the guys, you know, and I still yet see, you know, we still yet see these same folks doing, you know, some of the same crimes. And
well, that's because they don't want to go and check into the clinic. They want to get heroin and do it in their bedroom. So
right.
you didn't fully legalize drugs. You just have methadone clinics.
Right. It's offering Nicorette gum to smokers. Smokers
right.
don't want your damn Nicorette gum. They want a cigarette.
Right. Unfortunately, the law will never solve the drug problem.
Right.
Yes.
I know we cannot stop. I mean, we'll never stop it.
What you are doing, many law enforcers, is by enforcing the war on drugs, you aren't stopping the war. When you arrest a drug dealer, for instance, all you're doing is creating market opportunity for someone else to fill his shoes. You're not doing anything at all to stop the activity.
And that problem is in a much higher pay grade than my concern is, once again, the kids. I think that if we open that gate, that floodgate of, you know, it's fine and legal, and I'm sure they, you know, the kids are getting educated on, you know, drugs and coke is bad and things like that, or, you know, just say no. But I think that will lead a lot more children into trying those.
Duke, if you look at the statistics from Holland, the Netherlands, where they've actually had a semi-state of legalization for marijuana, the statistics show that there was a slight spike in usage after the initial legalization, and then it dropped below the levels where it was at the time it was illegal. So less people, and kids included. In fact, the drop was even more dramatic in the younger set. It's not a forbidden fruit there anymore, so it's
right.
not as cool to do drugs. It's not as cool to smoke pot in the Netherlands. And we're seeing the same thing happen now out in California as well. But, and besides, as Mark pointed out at the beginning of your call, just because something is legal doesn't mean it's condoned. It just
right.
means it's legal, and it means you won't get thrown in a jail cell for making a mistake.
Right.
And that's the problem. I mean, can you imagine? I've known so many people, Duke, so many, who have done a little bit of cocaine, who have smoked a ton of pot. And these are people that are productive citizens. They're people
right.
who go to work, they get their job done, and instead of going home and cracking open a brewski, they light up a joint. They've never harmed anybody else. But if they got pulled over by somebody like you, who was enforcing the law, and they
right.
were thrown in a jail cell for, you know, however long it was, would that make them a better person?
Does it make them a better person, or...
Well, would they get better from being thrown into jail?
Oh, no.
Or would they hate the system? Or would they resent the police? You know what? I wish that we could end this war on drugs, not just because it would keep drug users safer, it would drastically reduce violent crime. There's all kinds of reasons to end the war on drugs. But one of the reasons why law enforcers should support it, and there are a number of Leos that do. There's a great organization I'd like to point you to called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. If you've got some internet access, head over to leap, LEAP, dot CC, and you will see there are thousands of Leos from all across the country that have joined this organization. But one extra reason to end the war on drugs that law enforcers should be aware of is that if we end the war on drugs, we're no longer arresting 1.5 million of our friends and family members every single year on drug charges. Most of those for simple possession. We're no longer arresting those people. Therefore, they aren't going to hate the police anymore. You wonder why people hate the cops? You wonder why people call you guys names and they don't respect you? Well, it's because you're arresting their friends and family members for nonviolent consensual crimes. It would go a long way to restoring the respect that people should have once that people at one time did have for the police,
for peace officers,
for law enforcers, if we would legalize drugs.
I think you're wrong in that aspect. I mean, and not to say that there aren't people that, you know, hate us or whatever for, you know, drug usage and things like that. But if this law was so important to get passed, aren't you and others like, you know, that are thinking that it's okay? Aren't it's up to you to get these laws passed, because we are in fact enforcing what you're passing or what you...
I understand where you're coming from, and, you know, the guys at Nuremberg said the same thing.
I mean, you know, we're enforcing...
It was against the law to be Jewish in Germany, and so there were guys that were just doing their jobs that went and rounded them up and put them into concentration camps. I believe it's the job of every American to look at the law and judge it for themselves.
And when legalization efforts come up, the chiefs of police step in and try to stop them. So there are major political forces on the side of the war on drugs. These people that benefit from the war, the politicians that benefit, the chiefs of police that benefit from bigger budgets. There are major forces against us, and we are working on it. We're here in the Free State, here in New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project, and we are going to end the war on drugs, and we'll prove it to you, Duke, that it's the best thing, one of the best things that could possibly happen to this country. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. All right. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will be back Monday night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and have a great and safe weekend.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.